Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station, as we do each and every Thursday. We welcome in Ann from Auburn Parks and Rec, and she brought guests in tow this morning.
Yes, I did.
All right, let's talk about it.
Okay, we're gonna lead in with the big line.
It's your show.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
So today, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, so she is going with this first.
It's a lovely morning. Hey.
See, John, you see what I deal with?
This I know. Can't believe it.
Prima donnas. I mean, it's her show.
No, it's not my show. Anyway, because we were going to leave with something else and you threw me. But anyway, let's start with the big stuff.
I did that on purpose.
So today with us, we have a great guest. His name is John Jerome.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
He works at the Yarborough Tennis Center,
right.
Auburn University. He works the front desk. He has been in Auburn a long time and his family has been very involved in tennis. And John suffers from ALS. And he received a real life-changing treatment from Emory, ALS.
Yes. A stem cell trial.
That's right.
Yeah.
And John really wants to give money to research for ALS. He's grateful to be here every day.
I'm here by the grace of God.
I really am.
So he and I were talking before you got in here.
Yes.
And John, you told me that most people, I mean, you're looking 3 to 4 years. Survival rate. And because it was about 3 or 4 years before he was able to be. He happened to have this degenerative disease during COVID. So, of course, he's not going to doctors during that time.
That's right.
I did.
And so he said before you came, he said, hey, you know, by the grace of God, I'm here because clearly the odds were stacked against you. Am I right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, but I'm alive and kicking, and I'm glad to be here.
And he's raising money.
He's raising money and putting up with you.
Well,
hey. John likes me.
We love Ann. Yeah, we do.
So this is the third annual John Jerome ACN ALS. This is an event I absolutely love because it's tennis. It's a tennis benefit. It's going to be Friday, November 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a great event. What we're going to do is we're going to have all players, all skill levels. They're going to come out to the Yarborough Tennis Center. There's a minimum donation of $20. You can give more if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And
we would love that.
A minimum. Okay, folks, we're talking bare minimum. And we're also looking for businesses. We've had a lot of businesses in the past that have been touched by ALS. And the cool thing is 100% of this money we raise on Friday night, it's going to go to Emory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And John, I believe you said we've raised over $30,000.
Yeah. Combined in 18 and 19, over $30,000.
Yes. Wow.
And Emory was blown away.
Absolutely. I mean, they come and they get the check. But it's great. So what we'll do is we'll be playing doubles, all for fun. It's not going to be serious.
This is your jam, isn't it?
I love tennis.
Let me just tell you, if you're playing against Ann, it ain't for fun.
No, it will be for fun. I'm playing nice.
That's exactly it.
They'll be like,
if it's
hey.
Ann, it's like those people go, oh, I just go to Vegas for fun.
And
then they come back with all the winnings and rub it in everybody's faces.
No.
That's Ann.
I do think there's a cool thing we should do where you buy do-overs. Have you ever seen that? And I'm going to buy me a bunch.
Those are called mulligans.
Yes. And what you do is say it's game point, right?
Right.
And you hit the ball out and it's supposed to be their game. You go, nope, I got got a do-over. And so you pay like $5. Yes, it's a blast. But you got to limit.
It's got to be more than $5.
You think you... Oh, yeah. How much do you think do-over
should go
be?
Minimum 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is something I'm just like, I've seen at other tennis benefits, yes. And it raises a lot more money because everybody buys do-overs.
That's like I played in a golf tournament on Monday for the Auburn softball team.
Yes, yes.
Auburn High softball team. And they get to this one hole, and they say for $20, no matter where you hit your ball, you can putt for eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking that.
I'm taking that.
And it
wasn't even – now, one of our guys – was not me, so I'm not going to take the credit for it. One of our guys made the putt.
Made the eagle?
Yes, he made the eagle putt. But I even said, I was like – this doesn't really seem makeable, but you know what? They got my $20.
So things like that. And then we're also going to do fastest serve, both man and woman. John's wife won last time.
Donna won. Yeah.
she can play. She's a good player.
Very good.
Your whole family has played tennis in the Auburn community.
Oh, yeah.
Your children.
Jake were really good high school players. Very
and
good.
You were an amazing player, I hear.
I went good.
I heard better than good.
Wow.
And then we're also going to have dinner that night. Auburn Community Tennis Association is going to supply the drinks. And then, of course, we're going to have snacks.
Yes.
And we're hoping Aubie can be there. Maybe.
We're hoping.
He has been there in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that. But you know what? Even if you don't play tennis...
Mm-hmm.
Come on out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're looking for individual people to spend money, like yourself that's out there. But they're also looking for corporate sponsors if you would like to be a corporate sponsor and like to get involved in any way to donate. Hey, listen, corporate people, that's a good tax write-off, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're bumping up on the end of the year. Contact those accountants. Find out what you got to let go before December 31st.
And, you know, I will just say this affects a lot of people. I just think that anybody, your employees, anybody, ask around. You know, it's a great cause to give to. And, and then, Ben, of course, yes, you know, ma'am. We're all about registering at Auburn Parks and Rec. So what we're going to do is you're going to go to the regular place. You're going to go to auburnalabama.org/parks.
With a computer.
With a computer. You're going to pop the computer.
You know, John, they had a pencil up there before.
Old school.
Which means sign up, right?
Yeah.
So, interns talked her into putting a computer up there.
Well, because it's kind of confusing because
everybody registers
with a computer now. And then you'll go to MyRec and you will find the John Jerome Acing ALS Tennis Benefit, and that is where you're going to register.
Now, if you want to be a corporate sponsor, email me at johnjerome@charter.net.
Okay.
Yes. And I'll put that out. I'll put that out also on social media.
And we'll upload it a little bit later on. I'll get the correct spelling from that from you so we can put it out on
johnjerome@charter.net.
Right.
Yeah. And you can see the spelling if you go to the website.
And it's $150. Not very much.
Oh, to be a
corporate. No, they need to pony up more than that.
Well,
they got more to write off on taxes than that, John.
Well, I'm glad they are doing it. We've got 20 already, and I'd love to get 30 total.
Yeah, and John really is the one making the money for all this. Yeah. I mean, Emery just loves them, and it's just a great event. We just have a ball. And also, there is a press release on the website, and you can get John's email there also.
Okay.
I was thinking, how? And I'm like, duh. So, auburnalabama.org/parks. There's a whole press release there.
Very easy to do. You can become a corporate sponsor. You can just donate money if you want, if that's something that you would like to do. I got to get to a break real quick.
That's perfect.
And Ann with us, and she was on time this morning. You believe that? I mean, she had to be. John.
I was worried.
I got to get there before John. I knew John was going to.
Early.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Oh.
Offered up a like this morning. Here at News Talk and Information Station.
We are Auburn Opelika's unquestioned News Talk and Information Radio leader.
WKNI.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM. News
Talk WKNI. Auburn Opelika like this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. 3 or 4 minutes left as Ann joins us as we're talking about John Jerome and we're talking about the ALS and tennis. But we do have some other things going on with Auburn Parks and Rec.
We do. Okay, so tonight, two concerts.
Okay
two totally... Yeah, two totally different concerts.
Oh, that's right, at Pebble Hill.
Yes, yeah. The Auburn Community Orchestra is doing Orchestra on the
at
Hill.
At DeBartolaven Street.
Oh, I was wondering who I was talking to about that. Yeah, DeBartolaven.
No.
DeBartolaven.
No. DeBartolaven.
Anyway, it's on that street, and it's at Pebble Hill, and it... First 100 patrons get...
kids. Well, you started to say kids.
I know, but
people... Everything else is kid revolved.
Adults like popcorn, too, get a free bag of popcorn from Auburn Popcorn Company and a goodie bag. Starts at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They'll be playing Star Wars, some really recognizable tunes.
Okay.
Bring your chair, bring your blanket, free to the public. That starts at 6. Then at Kiesel Park, last fall sundown concert, Established is playing. So... Total opposite, but, you know, it's going to be like funk and dance and some, you know, really cool tunes. Mm-hmm. That starts at 5:30. That is obviously free. Kiesel Park. The chill spot will be on location. Dogs on a leash. So come on out for that.
The gourmet dogs are on a leash.
Hey, we still haven't had a gourmet hot dog. I've got to get James Little from the chill spot.
Jay have both said y'all are going to bring me one. And
I brought you that bread.
You did. It's delicious, too, by the way. That did not last very long in our house.
One more thing. Downtown trick-or-treat.
And also, thank you for the cinnamon rolls that you brought.
Oh, yes, I did.
Those didn't last long.
Those weren't supposed to be for you. Those were for Tracy.
I got half one.
Okay.
Tracy and I actually split one. Both of us are trying to watch our weight, and you bring cinnamon rolls up here.
I am, too. That's why I brought them. I didn't need them in my house.
Well, we split it. We had half.
Okay, good. But downtown trick-or-treat's coming. I'm sending the lovely Maura next week because she's in charge of it. That is actually Tuesday, October 31st. We have so much candy right now. It's unbelievable. I'm going to do a social media post. I'm going to see if people can guess how many pieces of candy we have right now.
I'm glad. I thought you mentioned that to me last time you were in.
I've just been busy.
And the mayor and I mentioned, because the mayor's going to be down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do the costume contest.
And so Mayor Andrews, he came in on Tuesday to preview the council meeting, and he talked about downtown trick-or-treat. And I brought up to him, I said, well, if I'm not mistaken, Ann is going to have a contest. I said, I don't know if it's up, but you get to guess the amount of candy. And I asked him on the spot, I said, do you have any idea? He goes, nope. Don't even want to.
He does.
Didn't even want to go down that road.
Well, I'm taking a picture of the candy.
Okay.
And it's just such an obscene amount of candy.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a great photo op. And then what we're going to do, you can't go over.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're going to message in there. So I'm working on that. I'm going to do that today. And we'll give you like until next week to play. And that is a great alternative to downtown trick-or-treating, but also Auburn's door-to-door trick-or-treating is also October 31st, Tuesday. And then that Friday, that's the John Jerome Acing ALS tennis benefit. And that'll be from 6 to 9 at Yarbrough Tennis Center.
And I got boozed last night.
What?
You know what that is?
Oh, I...
Not booed. I got boozed.
Oh, that's...
Somebody
like
left
a...
Somebody what? Left a six-pack of beer on the front steps.
What?
And a...
What's the thing?
It said, you have been boozed. So now my job is to go booze someone else in our neighborhood.
Now that's my kind of boo.
Yeah,
I love that.
Last year, we got booed.
I know. I've done that. I've done that in my neighborhood.
They left the candy in the front and left the... This year, the neighbors have stepped it up. So I got... I got boozed last night. I was on the phone with my father, and the dog started barking. He said, what's going on? And I said, I don't know, man. I said, let me go. I said, hold on. Let me go out front and see what's happening. I walk out, and there's the six-pack that's sitting there. And it says,
hey, we like...
It said, you have been boozed. So now I have to re-booze somebody.
I just say... Halloween's for adults too.
It is.
We should have fun.
This is a great.
I love that.
I do. Our neighborhood.
I think
is,
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
You got that in your neighborhood?
Watch out, neighbors.
Now, we have a door cam. I know who boozed us.
Oh, that's right.
So stick it by their garage. Most people don't have a door cam on their garage.
I like.
But not where they back over it. You don't want to flatten somebody's tire the next morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. So, Ann, how can they find out all the information, whether it's to do with John's tennis tournament, whether it's to do with the concerts tonight that are going to be taking place. How do they find all that stuff?
AuburnAlabama.org/parks.
Thank you, ma'am. John, thank you, bud. I greatly appreciate it, man.
And thank you.
All the best, and hopefully we can get some of those corporate sponsors to come out give maybe a tiny bit more than $150.
We need money.
Thank you. Exactly. You know what? You don't get it if you don't ask for it, so I think that's great. Auburn Opelika this morning, Fox News coming up next.
This is News Talk, WANI, Auburn Opelika, Alabama, USA.